At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The goal that you need to be tracking is really setting aside 3 to 6 months of your average net income. You should always be earning. You should never stop earning. We have to balance enjoyment and financial responsibility. If we're not doing that, then what are we doing? The reason why we're still in debt, the reason why we're still struggling financially, is really not because it's a math problem. It's because it's a mental problem. Welcome to the table. Wealth, yeah. Welcome to the table. Build wealth, life. Welcome to the table. What's going on, family? Welcome back to the table. We're here at the table. We are empowering you to build wealth, secure your future, and leave a long-lasting legacy. I'm super excited about today's show because we're going to be diving into the 5 essential numbers to track to build wealth. You know, I had the opportunity to sit down with a couple of people, and while I was just sitting down, I was asking them, hey, there's a lot of numbers that we have when it comes to building our businesses, to building wealth, to investing. I said, what are your key numbers that you actually track? And as I was learning from them, I started tracking my own numbers, and I wanted to give you all the 5 key things that I really pay attention to. Now, this doesn't take away from me budgeting. This doesn't take away from me having a vision, but within my budget, I pay close attention to these 5 essential things. And then 2, I want to make sure that you stay to the end because I'm going to give you a bonus one that I believe is probably the most important one to certain people. I'm going to say that one more time. Let me turn off my computer because it is loud, right? But this bonus one that I'm going to give you, I believe could be the key missing ingredient that a lot of us have. But before we get into these 5 essential key numbers that I really want you to really keep track when it comes to building your wealth, listen, you guys, we are on a high, I mean, a high growth track. Right, we are just growing like hotcakes. I mean, our watch time is up, our downloads are up on podcasts. I mean, our subscribers are up. It is amazing, and I love the fact that our community, our E3 community, is growing. But still, 70% of you all who are watching this show today are not subscribed. So I am going to ask you from my heart, can you join a family that is growing? The Bible says when 2 or 3 gather in his name, that's when he is in the midst. And what I love about joining a community, this is not a cult. This is not something nowhere near the body of Christ, but this is a community of people that love each other, that have the same vision as you. What's that vision? To expand in 3 key areas: abundance, wellness, and freedom. And when you can get connected and get involved in a community that is focused on building wealth, that is focused on having financial freedom and spiritual freedom and being whole on the inside, you are bound to become the individual too. It's simple. If you're watching this on YouTube, all you have to do is hit that subscribe button, hit the bell button, so every time we drop something, you can get that notification. If you're listening to this on podcast, all you gotta do is hit that subscribe button, and that way you get notified and you can download the podcast. Listen, I want you to be a part of this family. So do me a favor, hit the subscribe button. Go ahead and hit the thumbs up if you're watching this on YouTube so we can spread this and activate a YouTube algorithm to share this with everyone. But let's not move on. I'm getting over a cold, you guys. If you hear me coughing, if you hear me kind of like clearing my throat, hey, bear with me on today. But let's get to the number one number that I track. And this is what I call the mandatory expenses. When I say mandatory expenses, I have an understanding of my must-haves, right? And my wants, right? When I say my must-haves, the things that I have to have, and my wants, these are two different things. And when these come to the must-haves, these are five categories within the must-haves that you have to track every single month, all the time. You should know these numbers, I mean, without even thinking, right? I was trying to come up with a way of how to say this, but one is going to be your housing. What's your mortgage? What's your rent payment? If you're a young 20-year-old and you're paying rent, cool, great. What's that rent payment? You need to know that number. If you are a young person, an older person, and you got a mortgage, what's that number? You should know that number. Your utilities. Your utilities are going to fluctuate month by month, right? But you should know the ballpark of how much you're spending on your utilities. It's going to be your gas bill, electricity bill, your phone bill. You should know those numbers. Your food. This number shouldn't change too much, right? It should only change because of inflation, but it shouldn't change because of you. You should know how much money you're going to spend on average on groceries. You should know how much money on average you're going to spend on eating out to eat. You should know that number. Then your transportation. Now, if you follow my payment, my philosophy of wealth building, you don't have a car payment, but some of you are in the process of eliminating your debt, so you do have a car payment. So you should know on average how much you're spending on transportation. This is going to be your car note, your car insurance, your gas, and your maintenance upkeep. Now, here's the last must-have, and this is childcare. You know, a lot of us have children, and a lot of us have jobs, and a lot of us are not working from home. So you should have an understanding of how much money you are going to be spending on childcare. You know, these are the five must-haves that you have to have inside of your budget every single month. And let me pause right there. You know, just an embarrassing moment. I told this to my team here in our team meeting. I mean, this is why I love what I do. I have no problem admitting, even as the money guy, some things that I got to get better on. I was traveling last week and came back home. For some odd reason, it was still cold in Maryland. I don't know what's going on here, but it was still in the 40s. And I was traveling. It was in the 40s for about 3 days. And when I left, everything was good. When I came back home, I noticed that my house was cold. It was like 48 degrees on the inside of my house. When I came back inside of my house, I turned on the heat and I went to sleep. Now, I like sleeping in the cold, so it didn't really faze me at all because I sleep best when I'm cold. But when I woke up, I noticed that my house was still right around the 40s, the mid-40s. And I was like, wait, the heat is going. I just ran my heater all night and it didn't warm. I was like, wait, what's going on? Went in to take a shower, cold water. Went in to make me breakfast, had no gas. Y'all, my gas was turned off. You know why? Because I forgot to pay the gas bill. I have all of my utilities on automatic withdrawal because I want to make sure I do not miss those because I know on average how much I spend on month for that. Now, I still look at the bill so I can see, okay, am I spending a lot? Make sure that the bill is right. So I thought my gas bill was being automatically withdrawn, and it wasn't. Haven't paid that gas bill in almost 4 months. And so I had to go back in there, pay the bill, get it caught up, and then I had to turn on automatic withdrawal. But again, you got to understand, you got to track these numbers. I wasn't tracking the gas bill. Unfortunately, that was a mishap on my end because I thought it was an automatic draw, and it just slipped through me. I'm not going to make that error again. There is a huge importance of tracking. Okay, it is a huge importance of tracking your mandatory expenses. Budgeting and identifying, because when you can budget, you can identify potential savings. So I know, for an example, when I travel, that I could turn off certain things and it will save me, you know, 10, 15 bucks. But 10, 15 bucks every time I travel is a lot of money because I travel a lot. Now, I want to give you a rule of thumb when it comes to your mandatory expenses. Your housing expenses should not exceed no more than 25 to 30% of your net pay, right? So if you are coming home and you're making $5,000 a month, you should be right around $1,000 to about $1,500 a month with inside of your mortgage payment or your rent payment. I know some of y'all saying, Anthony, are you crazy in this economy? Listen, here's the truth. You have to make certain sacrifices today so that your tomorrow and your future is good. I hear so many people complain, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I want this. Oh, I want to live in this kind of neighborhood. Oh, I want to do this. Listen, man, if you're in your 20s right now, if you are young and single, you know, man, listen, let me be honest with you. Let me be transparent with you. The very first home that I purchased was a big 2,800, 3,000 square foot home. It's beautiful. I bought it in Columbia, Tennessee. I paid about $350,000 for the home, built it from the ground up. If you all have been following me for a while, I even have a video. You should look at it on YouTube where I planted a Bible below the foundation of the home. I had it built. I customized the home and all. Turned it into a smart home, all smart lights, and I mean, all smart blinds going up and down. I put a lot of money into this home to customize it. Or originally, it would have only cost me about $260,000, but I put about an extra $100,000 into just customizing and building a home. When I first built this home, I was 30 years old. And let me be honest with you, man, if I can go back, my mortgage payments was right around 18, I would say, about that time. My mortgage payment was only $1,100 at that time. So it was right around like maybe 18, 17% of my net take-home pay. But if I could do it all over again, I would have got me a duplex. I would have house hacked. I would have went and got me a condo and I'm living on the top and I'm renting out the bottom, or I'm living on the bottom, I'm renting out the top. Or I would have went and purchased something that I can rent out. I'm living on one side, they're living on another side. And then that would have took me from not even 18%. That probably would have took me about to 8% of my income. And I could have had them paying for my mortgage payment, for my rent payment, right? But we rushed, and I think oftentimes we rush into things without really doing the research. And what I'm telling young people today, man, if I can go back to my first home, I'm not going from my forever home, because here's the truth, I sold that home, made a lot of money on it when I sold it during COVID. But if I would have had an advisor like myself that I was listening to say, hey, if you're 25, if you're 26, I want you to house hack. I want you to go get a home and you rent out the bottom and you live on the top and have them paying half of your mortgage or maybe even all of it, and you're just sitting there pocketing money. Man, think of the moves you can make. Think of how much money you can save. Think of how many investment properties and what can you do with the money that you have. Which leads me into number two, the number two number that you gotta track, which is if you're gonna be wise in tracking your mandatory expenses and being wise, right? Living below your means, your mortgage payment is 25 to 30%, your utility bills on automatic withdrawal. You know, you don't have your kid at the most expensive childcare, but you do have them at a quality childcare. I don't want your kids at the cheap childcare. You know, you got to track your debt management. Okay? I really want you to hear me clearly. One of the key things that's preventing us from building wealth is debt. And this is my philosophy on debt as Anthony O'Neill. You see, debt isn't inherently bad. But being comfortable staying in debt is bad. Let me say one more time. Having debt right now is not a bad thing. If you go out tomorrow, you finance a car, that's not a bad thing. But staying in debt is a bad thing. And I need us to change our perspectives on debt. I don't really believe in the term there's good debt or there's bad debt. I just believe that we have debt. If you borrow money, that is debt. And the only way we can really get to building wealth from long term is that we have to change our perspective on how we see debt. And how do we do that? Number one, I teach this in our EARN principle, is that you have to evaluate where you currently are financially. And I need you to identify the obstacles. And the obstacles are debt is hindering your wealth building. So there's some practical steps, right? There's some practical steps that we have to take to get out of debt. And that's number one, is tracking where we are. We got to track it, we got to manage it, and we have to eliminate it. Eliminate it. And so here's the thing. Well, Anthony, how do we track it? Well, I have a tool. If we're going to put that link, we have a wealth building tool that we'll put inside of today's show notes. It is $10, you guys. You can download the Excel product, or you could download the Google product, to where you can go in and you can type in everything. Because we call it the wealth builder tool because everything that we're doing is so that we can build wealth. And so that we can leave an inheritance to our children, so that we can get off of our jobs, so that maybe we can work our jobs, but we have another side job that's producing income, and we're using both to build wealth because we enjoy what we're doing in our job, and we have income that is ours. At the end of the day, ooh, this is so good. At the end of the day, you guys, the reason why we're tracking these numbers is because we want to change our future. The reason why we're tracking these numbers, the reason why we need to know how much debt that we're in, is so that tomorrow we're not in debt and we don't have to do the things that we have to do. We can do the things that we want to do when we want to do them, however we want to do them. But if we're not tracking what we've been called to manage, that's not okay. And that's why you're not experiencing the freedom that you have. And so I'm going to put a link inside of the show notes when it comes to our Wealth Builder tool. We also have a free ebook. It is 40 pages long, and it is an ebook on literally how to get out of debt fast. This is probably one of the most, I should charge for this, but I felt led to give you all a free ebook that teaches you exactly what to do when it comes to getting out of debt. Listen, some of you all are sitting down on student loans right now. You're waiting on the White House to forgive you. And I understand the White House, I've been to several meetings at the White House. I've been on several Zoom calls with the White House about student loans. And, you know, I think they're doing a great job of trying to help the people right now with eliminating debt. There's still a lot of things that Congress has to approve, the Supreme Court has to approve. And so that's an up and down thing. I do not want you to put all of your hope and desires into the White House, because the White House has proven it's going to be a hit or a miss, and you really don't know. Because at the end of the day, the ultimate goal for all of us is not just to have our student loans wiped, but achieving debt freedom to accelerate our wealth building. I'm going to tell you, man, it feels so good when I wake up and I don't have to track. The only debt that I have to track is my real estate portfolio. But really, the real estate is paying for itself. But I promise you, man, waking up on the first of the month and waking up and not being stressed about debt has been so refreshing. But if you have debt, I want you to get my free ebook on how to get out of debt, because I teach you how to get out of debt using the debt snowball method. But a lot of us, the reason why we're still in debt, the reason why we're still struggling financially, is really not because it's a math problem. It's because it's a mental problem. A lot of us don't have a math problem. A lot of us are making good money. But a lot of us spend money to heal. We think that it's going to heal us. We go window shopping. We go shopping because we're trying to cover up something that's on the inside, that really the money doesn't help. It can hide it for a day, a two, a week, a month, but it doesn't fix the solution. And I tell all of us, man, the key ingredient to building wealth is really not your income, it's your mental state. If we could fix this, if we could get this mental, this mind of ours under subjection and understand what's happening mentally here, why are we thinking the way that we're thinking? Why are we processing the way that we're processing? We will make so much more money. And that starts, honestly, with therapy. And I want to thank my friends over at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show, because for the last 3 years, they have partnered with us and we've sent thousands of people through their organization to help them with therapy. Maybe you're going through a bad divorce. Maybe, you know, you had a death in the family. Maybe you're feeling emotional. Maybe you're experiencing something that you really don't know. Watch this. Maybe you're perfectly fine. But you still got to check on your mind. As a matter of fact, check out this quick commercial. What's going on, family? I want to thank my friends over at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show. But before we get into today's discussion, let's take a moment to talk about something very important to me. You know, we all carry around different stress, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. That's why therapy is so crucial to me and even to my team here at the Neatness Network. It's a safe space to get things off of your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Now, if you benefited from therapy, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a game changer. But even if you haven't personally experienced it, the benefits are undeniable. I promise you this much. Therapy helps us learn positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, and ultimately, it empowers us to be the best version of ourselves. And you know what? It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's for everyone looking for life truly to be amazing. So, if you're thinking about starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? Is 100% online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule. Plus, getting started is easy. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And here's the best part. You can switch your therapist anytime for no additional charge. Before we get to today's show, I want you to get some things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/AO today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/AO. Let's get to today's show. Listen, I want you to check out BetterHelp. Go to betterhelp.com/AO. I recently just went there, lost a dear friend of mine, Mandisa, a few weeks ago. And that it took me down an emotional path. And I had to have a session with my therapist just to really talk through how I'm feeling and why I'm feeling. And if I'm gonna be honest, I don't wanna spend too much time on this, man, but the last month or so has been very heavy on me. One of my good friends, Dr. Anita Phillips, who is a regular on this show, has her and Dr. Jay Barnett. I was having lunch with them and I told them, man, I don't like crying. And then it was like, yo, listen, you have to cry. You have to allow your body to experience the things that it needs to experience, to release the things that it needs to release, so that you can move on internally. And when I was in my therapy session talking about Mandisa and other things that was going on in my life, I cried. And it felt good to be in front of an expert that allowed me to express what I was saying that honestly, you guys, I would never say on here, that I would never say to.
What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Ayo. And I got to talk to you about something near and dear to my heart, and that's representation. You see, growing up, seeing black voices in media was like finding gold in a mine. It showed me what was possible. People like Oprah, Steve Harvey, and even Malcolm X, they paved the way for folks like me to step into the spotlight. And now there's a new wave of black voices making extreme waves, and they're doing it on NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths. This collection is a celebration of blackness like none other. Each episode is like a journey through our shared experiences. Joy, resilience, empowerment, it's all there. From Bobby to Michelle Obama, they're covering it all. And let me tell you, listening to these episodes, it's like sitting down with your fam and having a real talk about what it means to be Black today. NPR is not holding back with this show. They're bringing you stories that matter, stories that reflect the full spectrum of Black life. It's like they say, stories should never be about us without us. So do yourself a favor and tune in to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR. It's not just a podcast. I'm going to be real with you. It's a movement. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts, and let's keep celebrating our stories and our truths. All right, let's get back to my show.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
To my team, that I would never say to my family members. Why? Because I don't want to be judged. Why? Because I don't know if I could trust my authentic thoughts with you or with anyone else. And therapy has been that safe space for me. And I've spent a lot of time on this, and I'm gonna move on to our number three number that we need to track. But I really want to encourage you right now to give therapy a shot. Give it a shot for your spouse. Give it a shot for your kids. Give it a shot for your team. But most importantly, give it a shot for yourself. Because I promise you, I want you to go to three consecutive sessions, and I promise you, you'll thank yourself down the road. You see, when we can get our mind better, when we can get whole, it helps us financially. Because the number three number is, you got to track. What are you saving? What's the saving strategy for yourself? You see, building that financial safety net, and I would say nest egg, yeah, that financial nest egg of 3 to 6 months of your average net income, that's super important. Some of you all right now are still what I call in the stability or gain part of your income. You're trying to stabilize your income or gain control of your income. And if you're in either one of those, you probably only have about 1 month net to about $1,000 inside of your savings account. But the goal that you need to be tracking is really setting aside 3 to 6 months of your average net income. Now, let me say this right now. I know for years I said I want you to set aside 1 month, if you follow the 7 baby steps, 1 month of your $1,000, an emergency fund on the baby step number three, which would be 3 to 6 months of expenses. And I just think right now, I've changed that, and I'm not going to change again. But I want to encourage you to have 3 to 6 months of your average net income. So if you make net, for an example, if you make gross $8,000, but you see net $5,000, I want you to have $15,000 inside of your savings account. Well, Anthony, why? Well, my expenses may be only $2,500. Well, here's why. Let's say your expenses are only $2,500, but then you have $15,000 in your account. That means that you can either operate 3 months, right, without adapting to anything new into your life. You can move forward with the way you normally do life. But let's say if life hits you and say, you know what, we're just gonna go down to our bare minimum expenses. Now you go from 3 months of normal, watch this now, to 6 months of living off of expenses. That's freedom. And I think the majority of us with the skills, with the education that we have, you can find a job within 3 months. Let's say you go 1 month and you don't see anything. Now you can bare bone the next 2 months to $10,000. You can turn that into 4 months of expenses, meaning you can go 4 months without another job if you're starting to see that. So it gives you a little bit more breathing room. I'll be honest with you, I set aside a year of my net income. What I averagely pay myself within this company, I put aside six figures inside of a high yielded savings account, and I saved. I moved it there. I have a great savings account with my friends over at SoFi that's offering a 4.5% interest rate. You can go to anthonyoneal.com/savings. We'll put that inside today's show notes. But that's where I park my money. And I want to encourage you, if you have money sitting inside of a savings account, you need to put that in there. Because here's the important part of why an emergency fund is so important. It's because it prevents future financial setbacks. The reason why we can't build wealth is because life happens. And oftentimes we feel as if nothing is going to happen with us. We're going to be all right. We're going to be okay. No. Life is going to happen. You will have a death in your family. You will have a flat tire. Your car will give you some issues. You will have to rush home or fly home real quick. Your son, your child will get sick. Something will happen. Life will happen. So park that money inside of a high yielded savings account or a money market account. But right now you should be settling for no less than 3-5% when it comes to a return, so your money is growing with inflation. It feels good when I see an extra $400, $500, $600 in my savings account every single month, and I ain't do nothing but just let my money sit there because I'm getting a 4.5% on my money. So go to anthonyoneal.com/savings so you can get that savings account. Here's number four. You have to invest wisely, right? You got to be tracking your investment essentials. You see, making your money work for you is so important. Here's my philosophy. During the daytime while I'm up, I'm building my business and I'm making money. When I'm asleep, my business and my investments is making me money. This is something that I teach it to my team. Like, hey, I want y'all investing into your 401k. Hey, on your off days, I want you all building a business on the side. I don't want them getting another job. No, I want to help you build something on the side that you own. So when you're sleeping, your business and your investments are making you money. This is the principle of passive income. Earn while you're awake and earn while you're asleep. You should always be earning. You should never stop earning. This is why I teach people, period. Everyone should have a job. Everyone should have a job. I don't care who you are, where you are. You should have a job and you should have a side business and you should have investments. Bothers me when I hear people 20 years old, oh, I don't want to work for nobody. Yeah, but you ain't growing nothing. You're going to turn 40 years old, 50 years old, chasing a dream, and then you didn't use your youthfulness wisely to get you some passive income via the stock market, because studies have shown, I think it's why I said this correctly, yeah, 88.3% of Gen Z individuals who do not have a job, they make money, but they do not invest. They're not investing into a 401k. They're not investing into a SEP. They're not investing into a mutual fund. They're not investing into an IRA. What are they investing into? Cars, technology. They're not making money while they're asleep because they don't want to work for nobody. This is why I teach. Get a job so you can allocate 15% of your income into a freedom account, which is for your future, and then build your business, yo. Use your job as a vehicle to build what you need to build and to invest into your future. Go get the free money.
But don't be so stuck on, hey, I gotta work for myself and do my thing, that you're missing out on the opportunity to wisely use your youthfulness. We're chasing entrepreneurship, but let me be honest with you. Entrepreneurship is not for everybody. It's not. Why are you 35 years old still having roommates? Why are you 35, 40, 45 years old still living in your mama's basement? I'm chasing my dream. I don't want to work for nobody, Negro. I got family members who are not investing. This is a number that you have to track. For those of you all watching me right now, you're saying, Anthony, I'm in that bucket. You know, I got a job, but man, I got a 15%. That's a lot of money. It is. Your future is going to need a lot of money. And if you're not tracking this number, if you're not spending the time to track how you're investing, why you're investing, you're going to regret that. How do you get 15% of your income? It's simple. You invest into a 401k this year. No, last year. Last year was the first year I offered a 5% match within my company. We're offering a 5% match in my company, and I love it. We're relatively a young company, about to hit our four-year mark, and we're offering a 5% match. Not only do we offer a 5% match, but then we also offer 3 months of sitting down with a financial advisor. And if you are wanting a financial advisor, I've partnered with an amazing company that can sit down and help you track your investments, help you come up with a game plan with your investments. Just go to anthonyoneal.com and you'll see the information there. Just click on the link, chat with a CFP, a certified financial planner, and I promise you, you will be amazing. They're going to give you a plan. Hear me clearly. Let me say it one more time. They are going to give you a detailed plan. It's going to take them about 60 days to come up the plan. They're going to meet with you. They are going to sit down with you and ask you all of the questions. They're going to see your credit report. They're going to see your bank statements. They're going to see how much money you have going out. They want to sit down and get your goals. What do you want to do within the next 5 years, 10 years? How much money do you need to retire? And I've been looking for the right company, because a lot of you all have been asking me, hey, Anthony, who do I partner with? You know, who is a trusted certified financial planner? And I promise you, I got the best one. Just go to anthonyoneal.com, click on the link, chat with a CFP right there at the top of the bar, and I promise you, you'll be blessed. Here's the last number that you need to be tracking. This is your fund money. And a lot of you have been asking me, like, man, you bought a Bentley? Man, you're building a pool? Absolutely. I would say for the last 10 years of my life, I've worked hard. And here's the truth. My pastor, my close friend, Pastor Stephen Chandler, who is also very wise with his money, with his family, man. I mean, this man is sharp with his money. For about 7 years, I've been making real good money, and I didn't buy nothing name brand. Nothing. I didn't really have a name brand car. I had like an Acura TL, but that's a Honda. I was so big on saving. I was so big on making sure I stay out of debt. I was so big on investing that I really didn't enjoy. Didn't fly out of the country. Wasn't flying first class. Wasn't really doing good things because I wanted to see the money in my account. And then one day he sent me a birthday gift. This is why I love this guy, because he loves my soul. He loves my spirit. He wants to see me saved. He wants to see me living out the purpose and assignment of my life. But he taught me how to enjoy my money. And he really gave me scripture behind it, right? And he's like, man, you've been such a great steward. But God didn't call you to just be a good steward only. He also wants you to enjoy the fruit of your labor. And so I set aside and allocate a portion of my money to enjoy, to where I can buy nice things and don't feel guilty about it. We have to balance enjoyment and financial responsibility. If we're not doing that, then what are we doing? Why are we doing it? No. If you're handling your responsibility, paying your bills on time and saving and getting out of debt and making the right investments, I want you to go buy your dream car. I want you to go buy your dream home. I want you to go on that $20,000 vacation. Yes, I said it, $20,000 vacation. I want you to take your family on the Disney cruise and get a suite and fly your whole family first class. I want you to take your wife and buy her the most expensive Chanel purse and wine and dine. I want you to do it. But what I don't want you to do is to do that over your responsibility. So that is a number that I track, that is inside of my budget, that I set aside a certain percentage that I do. And watch this, it's not even just in that, but it's also within my within my business, right? So I have, I call it fun and freedom account because I give my team, you know, extra time off. So my team gets 2 weeks off in July, 2 weeks off in December, 1 week off in November. And so that's money that I have to spend. And so I know that my team will be like, yo, thank you, that I'm giving them almost 2 months off a year when you look at the days that I still have to pay for. So I still have to budget for that as the owner of this company so that they can go off and enjoy their families, enjoy, you know, their friends, enjoy their spouses and whoever they're dating. You know, I want them to have a great time because they work hard for this vision that we have. So I set aside money so that they can have that. Then I also set aside time to where I can wine and dine them and appreciate them towards the end of the year for an amazing year that we have. Last year, I bought all the men Gucci watches and I gave the ladies Louis Vuitton purses. Like and bought in speakers to encourage us and to grow us and bought in a chef and rented a big old mansion. It's like I set aside time to enjoy, and so should you. You're working Monday through Friday. You should enjoy it. Set aside some time. And here's the bonus one that I want to give you as we end today's show that I think is probably the most important if you are a Christian. And that's generosity. That's tithing, that's giving. I'm not going to spend too much time on this because I know some of you all do not practice the faith that I practice, and I respect that, but I still got to be authentic to who I am as a Christian. I started noticing when I was tithing, when I was giving, when I was being generous with my money, Scripture says it is best to give than it is to receive. When I started giving to organizations that needed, when I started sowing seeds into people, when I started, you know, just giving my tithe and giving my offerings, I started noticing a different kind of thing. And if I'm going to be real with y'all and be transparent with you, this is probably the number that I tracked the most. Before I set a budget for my business for the year, I set a budget of how much money do I want to give away as my business? How much money do I want to give away? So I give away 2 months of free pay to my staff because they get that on top of their 14 days that they have the right to take off. So it's a little bit over 2 months because they get off every Friday. That's a portion of me giving back, right? That's not me keeping money. I say, hey, you know what? Go enjoy. I want you to go enjoy. That's that. We give to college programs where we help high schoolers get into college without racking up debt with different organizations. We've sown into different minority organizations. Then we also tithe off of the business. And then I tithe on my personal income. And when I started doing that, man, if I'm being honest, y'all, I don't know how my company. Well, I'll put like this. God is all in this thing. I don't know if you would have asked me almost 3-4 years ago when I stepped out on entrepreneurship by my own, if I knew my company would make $1 million, $2 million, $3 million within the next 2 or 3 years. I would have said no. I would have been happy if my company was making $500,000 and I had just me and maybe one other person on the team, I would have been super happy. But if you would have told me not, I mean, 3 years, two, actually, I've, Alex and CJ is my first, Michelle's second, Jay's third. So Michelle's been there, she's going on 2 years. Jay's going on, not Jay, Alex is, yeah, going on 2.5. Yeah, so for 2 years of my company, I've had employees. We're at about five full-time, and another four pretty much full-time contract. That's 9 people, 7-figure company. I couldn't tell you how we're here, but I do believe it's because God can trust me with the few. So I'm gonna give Anthony $500,000, okay? Anthony proved me well there. I'm gonna give Anthony $1 million and 2 team members. Okay, cool, great. I'm gonna give Anthony, we went from 1 million to like right at three, right on the edge of 3 million within a year. And went up in staff. And I'll be honest with you all, I had to go to therapy for that. Because it's a lot. It's a lot to pay taxes. It's a lot of responsibilities. It's a lot for me as a leader to grow, to mature, to lead well, to lead healthy, to love. And I said, God, I'm grateful. A lot of people thought I was going to fail. A lot of people said, he couldn't do it. Some, not a lot, but some. Some told me, you're going to be homeless, and we don't want you to be homeless. But God. And I don't take it lightly that God trusts me with this kind of income and influence. And that number I track. And if you're a Christian listening to this and you're not tracking your giving, if you're not tracking your tithing, listen to me. If you're 20 right now, listening to this, and you're buying shoes and dates and clothes and fashion over tithing, you're screwing your life up by not tithing, by not giving. And watch this. This doesn't benefit me at all telling you this. This, you're not giving me nothing. But I am a witness. I wish I could go back to my 21-year-old self and say, boy, tithe that 10%. I wish I can go back to my 21-year-old self and say, you know what? Give an extra 10, 15 bucks in the offering today. I wish, because when I tracked it back to then. I remember the first check I got, and I'm a preacher, and I'm closing right here. I know I'm over my time. But I remember the first check I got, it was from Prize Pool. I was living in Nashville, Tennessee on my own. My first check from Prize Pool for $15,000. I gave God 20% of that to my local church at that time because I said, God, thank you. I don't know how I'm going to move forward, but God, I'm going to give you this. God, I need more of this, so I'm going to give you more than the 10% that you asked me. And I've never stopped tracking that number. My company and myself have been a very generous company. I could probably put another $300,000 in my pocket personally, but I give a quarter of that back to my team. I give a quarter of that to nonprofits. I give a quarter of that to my local church. And then I save a quarter so we can give it away to single families and single people in our community. So if you track these 6 numbers, you are going to get closer to your wealth goals. And if you're a Christian and you track that 6th one, it speeds up your journey to building wealth. This is your boy, Anthony O'Neill. Thank you for watching and listening to today's show. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Please hit the thumbs up button. If you made it throughout this entire show, please subscribe and please hit that thumbs up button. And we'll see you on the next show. Peace out.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.